It is Wednesday time for parenting tips once again with Kimberly Eckert of the Eckert Psychology and Education Center. And as we continue through the summer, great survival tips for parents. So we're going to be looking at a couple more. Is that right, Kimberly?
That's right. We are doing summer survival tip number 3 and 4. Number 3 is get some Z's, and number 4 is eat real food. So again, this is based on a great article that Michelle Kerslake from our office wrote for families for summertime. For those who are receiving our newsletter, this will be a refresher. For those who don't, here it is for the first time. So survival tip number 3, get some Z's. Summer bedtimes are usually extended because of fun activities and the increased hours of daylight during this season. Research, though, has shown that we can extend our bedtime by 1 hour without having much difficulty with returning to the original time. Anything beyond an hour increases the difficulty of adjusting back to the original time. So my recommendation for families over the summer is that, sure, you can extend the bedtime, but don't go past that 1 hour for the majority of the time during the summer. And again, tips that help with getting our kids to sleep even when the sun is still shining is to reduce the light in your child's room. We can use things like portable blackout blinds that you can purchase that suction cup right onto your window. And there is a great company that sells them. It's called Snuggle Bugs. And that's Snuggle and then Bugs, BUGZ.ca. And they sell these blackout blinds if it's hard to get your kids to sleep at night. And survival tip number 4 is eat real food. And this is based on a fantastic small book, but full of great advice from Michael Pollan. And he wrote this in 2009. And he created 64 rules in his book called Food Rules to explain what food you should eat, i.e. real food, the kind of food that are mostly from plants. And here is what he says, is each rule is a short paragraph, and you could read each one with your kids. So it's not long and boring. It's pretty fast and clear. For example, rule number 1 is to eat food, real food that is unprocessed. Rule number 2 is don't eat anything your great-grandmother wouldn't recognize. So his example is like portable yogurt tubes. Most likely she would not have had a clue what the plastic cylinder of colored flavored gel could possibly be. And again, here's some ways to incorporate Poland's food rules into your summer cool treats by challenging your kids to find new and healthy recipes like frozen fruit. So we freeze grapes and cherries and blueberries. You can also make your own homemade popsicle using pureed fruit, and again, help your kids read labels. So if you're choosing ice cream, pick one where the ingredients are really only, they're short, there's only a few of them, and they're all real food.
Yeah. We bought an ice cream maker, and I think it only took one time to help them to adjust to the new type of texture and flavor.
Yeah.
And it ultimately is so much better.
That is such a good idea, and what a fun family activity to boot.
Absolutely. Kimberly, I know, Summer, you guys continue to serve the community. What is going on right now? How can people get in touch with you if they need more coaching in this whole area of raising their kids?
All right. So we have our cognitive coaching program, and within this program, we provide social skills training for kids. We also do academic coaching. We have brain training programs for kids with learning disabilities. And we also have our coaches come right into your home and help you with parenting. So if this is of any interest to you, we have a promotion going on. You can write in an email to us with the promotion code EQUIP. And you can do that by going to our website, eckertcenter.com. Hit the Contact Us button, send us an email, and again, include EQUIP, and you would qualify for 2 hours of free coaching service.
Kimberly, thanks so much for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.